This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities looking at cattle for Friday, November 11th. Cattle markets having a big day yesterday, finally getting a direction here after getting some weakness the previous day and looking like, well, maybe we're going to run out of gas and struggle to get back to the upside. But yesterday we came back with quite a bit of strength and offsetting all of Wednesday's losses. So we're back with some upward momentum in cattle. And again, I think we're going to push higher into early December, which is a normal seasonal pattern. Retail demand seems to be well supported. Even with inflation, beef demand is strong. So heading into the holiday season, I think it's reasonable to expect that beef demand will stay strong for your higher end cuts that support your box beef values and your Fed trade as well. So I think all of these things pretty shored up, and especially considering yesterday's economic news where the CPI was not as high as expected. That was extremely bullish to the cattle market, the stock market, and certainly giving some enthusiasm to the cattle market as well. I think it shows that inflation is getting under control. Consumers have been pretty loyal beef consumers during this high inflationary time. So one would think that that will continue again into the holidays. In the cash trade, we're seeing quite a bit of movement so far. Pretty much steady with last week at 152. Dress trade at 241 is down 1 from last week. Box beef values were mixed. Choice down 140 at 263. Select up 161 at 237. So the spread lost 301. We're sitting at 26.44. Movement was 95 loads. Slaughter rate so far this week at 510,000 head, down 3,000 from last week, but still up 27,000 from last year. The feeder cattle index was down 79 cents at 175.51. Export sales report yesterday, disappointing for beef at 14,400. It wasn't terrible, but it certainly wasn't great. China actually canceled 2,600 tons. South Korea bought 7,400. Japan bought 5,000. Taiwan took 1,800. In pork export sales, a very poor number at 11,500. Total cancellations from a number of different countries were 6,800. We normally don't see a lot of cancellations. And if we do this, it's getting toward the end of the year. Usually we see those rolled over into next year, but we did not see that this time. Mexico bought 9,100, South Korea 3,500, China took 2,400. So the absence of China is noted in both the pork and the beef export sales. So looking at the charts, I do think, especially with yesterday's price action coming back with the vengeance to the upside, I think we're going to have a good shot of coming back to the highs here that were put in a few weeks ago as we get into early December. From there, you'll probably carve out some seasonal highs and then start to work your way lower. And then before you know it, we are into springtime. But that's my short-term outlook here. It appears that corn is going to continue under pressure. That will help support feeders. Live cattle looks solid. That'll also help support the feeders, at least over these next 2 to 3 weeks. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.